track 8, and now we come to letters to the editor. There are only two this week, and one of them has been covered by us and the national media many times before, so I'm just going to read the one. Evidence rather than opinion, writes Ms. J. Shaw via email. Have you noticed that the authors of articles against net zero offer opinions but rarely solid evidence to back up their claims? But where do they get their ideas? Research indicates that right-leaning press attempts to manipulate public opinion, and in turn those who write letters in the paper like this. And of course, newspapers are influenced by oil barons and other types of oligarch who seek to use propaganda to maintain their vast profits. These opinions are then cynically amplified by Reform and other political parties, financially supported by oil and gas interests, who voice negative views about net zero, despite the scientific consensus that reducing harmful fossil fuel emissions is crucial to minimise climate change. Opinion pieces in editorials also use net zero as shorthand for policies they oppose, frequently omitting any mention of climate and thereby decoupling the concept of net zero from climate change itself, as highlighted by Dr. James Painter from the University of Oxford. Research published by Carbon Brief shows nearly 100 right-leaning editorials opposing climate action in 2025. A record figure that reveals the scale of propaganda against the move away from fossil fuels. Many politicians and media outlets frame net zero as unaffordable, with 87% of right-wing press editorials against climate action citing negative economic concerns. While some criticism of net zero policies is appropriate, the idea that climate change can be halted without net zero emissions is gravely mistaken. In contrast, numerous studies indicate that a net zero transition to affordable and economically beneficial, especially given the significant costs of unchecked climate change and the dramatic volatility of the oil and gas market, i.e. the wars in Ukraine and the Middle East. We must not be overwhelmed by this tsunami of false information driven by the oligarchs, profiting from businesses as usual and the drill baby drill mantra, nor should we be taken in by false political profits or the misguided opinions echoed in newspaper letters.